NESAU Mobile, Grand Rapids. NESAU Mobile testing.
NAW. WQT from NAW. WQT from NAW, statewide 51. NAW, clear.
KKEPL on statewide 51.
Station, go ahead. This is NAW Mobile.
How are you doing today?
NAWB Mobile, if you want to try that again.
I was wondering how you're doing today.
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about yourself? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. Just relaxing at home. Thinking it might start raining here a little bit.
Okay, sounds respectable. I'm driving up to Rochester Hills, about an hour drive. Family.
Well, that's a good thing to do. How's the family doing?
At the moment, not so good. We're going out for some help and assistance, which is a change because we usually go out there just to hang out and do dinner or lunch and spend the day doing fun things. But this week's a little different.
I can definitely understand that. I hope everything's okay and things get better for them.
Yeah. Me too, and thanks for asking, and I appreciate that. You said you're relaxed at home. I hope you're doing all right.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. Just relaxing. I had a busy day yesterday, and hopefully going to have a little bit more of a relaxing day today.
I copy that. I need to leave for me, and yeah, you were right about the rain. I'm starting to get here pretty good.
Yeah, I copy that. K-8-E-P-L for ID. I'm a weather nerd. I love monitoring the weather and all of that, and looking at radar and stuff, so... I personally find it enjoyable to know what's going on with the weather, and I find it very interesting.
Okay, very cool. And so I am I'm a pilot in training, just for private right now, but so as you can imagine. I do think the weather's cool, but it's also forced on us. We got to learn it. But I think it's cool to judge how high the clouds are, right, by the temperature change and where the dew point is.
That's how I got involved in weather. I took some flight training too, and that's what got me interested.
Yep. And if you want to have fun with weather, you can and radio, you can play with the NOAA weather radio sounds, right, and follow those and even chase them and collect them if you want to play that game.
Oh, that's very true. I listen to NOAA weather radio, take a look at the weather reports and the radar, and try to help out with Skywarn if I'm able to.
Any LBV I did. Have you ever actually seen a tornado in real life in Michigan?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a water spout. In the St. Clair River, of all places.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done Skywarn lately, but in the past I used to go out on those and stuff, and I've never yet seen any rotation myself of any kind. Any LBV in the group of two. Any LBV. Not sure if you're still there, but I suspect the battery or a phone call.
K-8-E-P-L. Sorry, I got distracted.
And the LBV is clear and listening statewide 51.
This is KFASCR.
KF8SCR on the Empire Streamline.
KF8FCR? KF8FCR, this is NAWRO Richmond, how copy?
Hello there, Tim. I hear you very well. You sound pretty good up there in Richmond.
Yeah, I thought I might have recognized that call. You're Ed, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I don't have my contact updated yet. Screen here in the shack is surrounded by a whole bunch of sticky notes. So, hey, it's a system. It works for me. So how are you doing down there today? Try again. Maybe my last didn't go through. KF8FCR from N8WRO. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I was saying I just updated my contact list, and this seems to be working very well on the on this particular talk group, the MI5 statewide.
Yes, sir. They sure do have a good network there. Yeah, I actually went inside their website and pulled out all the tower locations and put them on a little map that I call All Pins Open Map for them. So I could be wrong, but it looks like they're up to 35 or thereabouts now. You know, some have a bigger footprint than others. I think there's a couple that are down. I believe Mayo is still down, if I'm not mistaken. But, wow, what a network. One of our guys, KCAKJO, Tom, I don't know if you probably talked to him. He travels a lot for work, east and west, so he makes quite a good use of their network. Back over to you.
KJO.
Yeah, I'm just getting started. I've had my license for like about a year now, and it's got my DMR running, which is fun. I had a lot of fun putting my code plug together. So it's been a journey, I would say. I decided to, when I retired, I'd have another hobby, so I picked up ham radio, and here I am. So it's been fun, and I'm enjoying it and learning quite a bit.
I got you in there, Tom. I'll send it to you next. And I can't remember, both Tom and I are members of the McComb ARPSC group, and we got a meeting coming up on Thursday at the MISD building on Garfield North of 19. You're more than welcome if you're interested to stop by. It's 7 o'clock in the south entrance. I'm going to ship it over to Tom, KCAKJO, and then, Tom, send it back to Ed, KF8FCR. This is NAWRO.
All right. I may lose you because I'm going to Port Huron, but we'll see how far it stretches. I'm on high power. But, hello, Ed. This is Tom, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. A lot of people call me Cujo. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, nice to talk to you here. Thanks for the comeback on that. Like I was saying, I just got started in this about a year and a half ago, so I'm still putting my DMR. I got a little 878 that I've been using, and in the 890, I have one of those too. So they're a lot of fun, and I'm getting better at it all the time. Learning the different digital modes are interesting.
Oh, yes. Both Tom and I and most of the guys in our group were learning the DMR last year. And there's a bit of a learning curve to it. But, boy, I tell you, once you get it and you get that what they call the aha moment, that's how it works, that's kind of fun. You really do enjoy that. I'm not sure if you got a pen or pencil. Hopefully you're not driving. But if you want to jot down the website that we have, we'd be glad to help you out with anything. You don't have to be a member. You can stop by. You can stop by our net on VHF on Thursday night. Website URL, McCombARPSC.org. I say again, McCombARPSC.org. You drop in there, there's a bunch of resources there. We even have some code plugs, some information you might be interested in. And we can repeat it again if you need it. Tom, over to you. How are you doing this morning? Look, I'm sure it's a Sunday, so you got the day off.
Yeah, Tim, that would be great. I don't have a pencil right now. Could you do me a favor? You have QRZ? If you do, go to my email and just send that to me. I would appreciate it. That would help me out a little bit right now. I'm sort of in the wrong place.
Copy that. Will do. No issues there. I'll do it right away here. Tom, you still in? I'm going to give you another shot. I'm not sure. I know you're heading north. You were good for the last go, but maybe you're getting out of range. But go ahead, Tom. If not, head pick it up. I think Tom just went out of range. Yeah, we got a dashboard that we can look at. I'm not sure. I'll send you that as well when I send you that email, Ed. A dashboard from Central Michigan. It's really nice to see what the signals are on here. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. I'll ship it over to you for at least one more round here. N8WRO with KF8FCR.
For that. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. I have been doing this various different types of, regular radios for a while and decided when I got into DMR that it's, I can talk to anybody anywhere in the world. So it's exciting.
Yeah, it sure is. There's so many options. Not ready for prime time yet, but we're getting a new DMR repeater in New Haven, and it should be within your reach. And we can, when that's ready for prime time, we'll hook you up with the free. So let me get to that email, and a group email on there, too, for the ARPSC, Macomb County. And if you have any questions, just go ahead and, shoot a message back to me. Happy to answer anything. Just happen to be having our monthly meeting this Thursday, 7 p.m., if you can make it. If not, no big deal. 7 p.m., we do our nets on VHF. All the information will be on that website. I'll ship it to you right now. I'll say 73 for now, and I will listen out. Have a great morning. NHWRO will be clear after you.
Thank you, Tim. I really appreciate your time talking to me and giving me that information, and see what happens. Maybe I can get there or we can talk some more. Anyway, this is KF8FCR. I'm 73. We're clear.
Kilo Echo 2, Bravo November Yankee.
KF8GSD. KF8GSD.
KF8S from W8DAP. Go ahead, KF8S. Is that you? I had my volume down and ID number. Is that you, Dave?
Yep, I'm going to have an odd ID because it goes in through going in through Brandmeister right now.
Yeah, on the Franken, 15 miles or so north of Frankenmuth. I was seeing if I could make it in. So I guess I am.
Yep, you're making it. And how is my audio? I've never tuned this radio.
It's hard to tell. There's nobody else out there to tune. I don't know if you're loud or quiet. It sounds okay.
88OG for audio comparison.
I'm pretty close, Dave. Might just be a hair louder, but not much.
Very good. Well, I think we fixed the hold timer. So, cool.
Probably have a lot of rope noise now. It's going the highway. They're going through some rain right now.
But now we'll go to you a little bit. I was asking you what radio you're using.
Oh, I'm using the D168.
Very good. Well, it sounds good on my end.
Yeah, I had it. I forgot I was going to test it out. I went through pink timing, so after I went over the bridge, I pulled the radio out so I can at least get into the Frank Smooth machine. All right, talk to everybody a little bit on the other one. This is WAEAT.
All right. Talk to you later. Can't say that.
Talk to you later.
This is K-A-A-U-H-T on statewide one. K-F-8-G-S-T, I hear you loud and clear. I'll be in and out over here, but 7-3, have a wonderful night.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the call here, K-F-8-G-S-T. This is K-A-A-U-H-T. Have a great night, too.